Welcome to the Locksmith Security Network. LSN is your powerful resource hosted by Wayne Winton for all things locksmith and security.
And we are now recording. This is the Locksmith Security Network. I am your host, Wayne Winton, and today I have some very, very special guests, Mr. Tim Braun and Kenny. Go ahead and tell us just a little bit about yourself, Tim, and then we'll visit with you, Kenny.
Well, thanks for the time, Wayne. We appreciate it. We've watched your videos, and I'm excited by what you do, so thanks for having us on. I'm the founder of Academy Locksmith. We started out of Anaheim, California in 1991. And over the years, we've grown into an NSP, National Service Provider, really more as a network for locksmiths to get together and earn some of that business that some of these other national aggregators were taking. So I went from doing house calls, lockouts, rekeys, yellow pages, and then the whole nine yards, you know, over the years going through yellow pages and then fighting the scammers and then getting into transponders coming in and moving up into the housing crisis and then, you know, yellow pages dying, going into the internet. So I spent 30 years doing this. We're seeing a new revolution coming on with technology. So it's been a good run, and so far so good.
That's awesome. Yeah, you've definitely carved out a really, really nice sweet spot, if I might say so myself. Kenny, tell us a little bit about yourself and your background and what you've got going on.
Yeah. Well, again, thanks for having us on, Wayne. I'm Kenny Freedy. I'm here in Dallas at Academy's new headquarters. They moved from California a couple of years ago. So we mostly are based in Dallas now. Before joining Academy Locksmith, I was actually in the military for 8 years as a pilot, and then was in some corporate and strategy consulting. So it's been fantastic to get into a business where you're working and leading real people that do real things that solve real problems. And it is kind of a beautiful bridge between, you know, the different things that I've done in my background. And as Tim, you know, kind of alluded to, Academy is a fantastic business that has just a really big impact both on the partners we work with and the customers we serve. And it's been just a great opportunity partnering with Tim so we can both focus on, you know, keeping the core business excellent and delivering a ton of value for our customers and driving that forward, but also having, you know, a perspective over the horizon of what's coming in 3 years and 5 years and how are we positioning ourselves and our partners to thrive in that environment as the market evolves.
Yeah, and evolving it is. My goodness, if you look at the industry, you know, even a decade ago and where it is now, I don't think anybody could have predicted where we are right now. It's pretty crazy. And so to try and project and look at where the future's going, that's a tough one to do. But we also have to kind of stay one step ahead of the game. You know, the great Wayne Gretzky says, I don't go where the puck is. I go where it's going. And that's a philosophy that I've tried to, you know, at least try and utilize to its maximum potential, and not always right, but every now and then when you are right, it really, really counts, you know?
So. Yeah. I think from my standpoint, what's interesting is there's all this technology. We know that, you know, things are becoming more digital. There's more access control. There's all that, but the core, you know, everyone still has a keychain. Every company that we go to still has a mechanical lock on their front door. They have, even if they have high end systems, there's a mechanical key override or, you know, emergency. So we view kind of what the legacy locksmith business and the more digital as completely symbiotic and, mm-hmm. you know, building and maintaining solutions that work together across the range of technologies is, you know, what we collectively want to provide for our customers. And we work with the vendors to make that happen.
Yeah, I've been saying it for a while now. I've done several keynote panels with Locksmith Ledger. And every single time I tell people, this isn't the golden age. This isn't the silver age. This is the platinum age of access control. And it's not going anywhere. You've got the new systems going in. You've got any new building that's being built has low voltage, you know, Cat 5, Cat 6, wire running in the walls, just like any other utility, just like plumbing, just like pipes, just like electricity. It's mandatory now, and it's going through all of the doors. It's going for camera systems. It's going so that buildings are ready to plug and play. And that's where we're at with new construction. It's also where I think the sweet spot for locksmiths is the bringing the old buildings up to that standard and applying these systems to those buildings. We were just talking with some other experts, and for the first time ever, more buildings and more people are physically living in multifamily living units than at any other point in time in history. That has never happened before, and it's happening right now. So if we can work with that, if we can capitalize on that, and really, if we can make an easy button for that, that's where the sweet spot is. That's where everybody's going. That's where everybody's headed. They want to control, you know, they want to understand the building, and they want to maintain the building from miles and miles away. And they want to be able to understand what's happening with the access and traffic flow and all of the utilities and everything that's going on with that building and remotely monitor it. So it's not just security. Security is the foot in the door. But if we start looking at the thing as a whole package, that's where everything really starts to unfold, and a lot of money can be made, quite honestly.
Yeah, I'll just say one more thing on that. You know, you said the easy button. I think our role at Academy is not only to make use of a facility easy, but mm-hmm. we want to be the easy partner for our national customers. You know, they might have 1,000 or 2,000 facilities, and they want one business partner that they trust, you know, our service, our pricing, our execution, and our fairness. And on the flip side, we want to be an easy button for that locksmith who's trying to start his business or trying to grow his business and, you know, be able to be a reliable source of work and opportunity for them. You know, we view ourselves as playing that role in the ecosystem of making everyone else around us thrive. And if they're thriving, you know, then we're thriving.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, 100%, 100%. And I'll share a personal story of what one of the reasons you're here today is because of the experience that I actually had with Academy Locksmith. I every time we talk about NSPs, there's a Facebook group online called Locksmith Nation, and it's where, you know, tons of locksmiths go. There's like 2,000 or 3,000 members. There's like 30,000 posts and interactions a month. It's a very, very, very active page. And the running theme for national service providers or NSPs or facility maintenance companies is, my goodness, they're a pain to work with. I hang up the phone. I don't work with them. You know, they never pay. They never pay on time. I got to chase money down. And so my philosophy was always, anytime a new company calls me, I'll be willing to work with you, but it's credit card upfront upon completion, that job gets paid for that day. And after we have a good working experience, I will then extend you terms and I will not go past 30 days. If your terms are 45, 60, 90, I don't need your work. I'm sorry. I'm busy enough as it is. But you guys have it figured out. Like, will you have a credit card ready to go under most circumstances? Like, you're just like, no, we're going to pay you with a credit card right away. And I was like, these guys get it. This company understands what the locksmith is going through. And the average one-man band, the average one-person locksmith company has to be the accountant, the bill collector, the locksmith. You know, we have to wear all of the different hats. And I don't have time for that. I have time to go do the job, do it correctly, make you look good, make us look good, and get paid for the job. I don't have time to go back and do bill collecting and do all this other stuff. So the fact that you did that, I mean, you already set yourself miles and miles ahead of anybody else that we worked with. So huge, huge congratulations to that and just building a great working relationship.
Well, I appreciate that. You know, over the years, we started out in the same boat as every other locksmith, right? We were doing local work in California, happy to get the staples down the, you know, down on the corner, get the block. I'm aging myself, the Blockbuster videos, you know, and get that regional work that helped us. Yeah, lockouts and rekeys are great, but commercial work is nice too. It fits in. You have more time, more flexibility, maybe even better, you know, bigger jobs. But when the national service providers, you know, came in and started doing some of that work and ultimately taking some of that work from our region and then trying to give it back to us with just an enormous amount of rules and not a true understanding of the locksmith industry. You know, I looked at that and I said, okay, well, this might be inevitable, but it doesn't mean we can't get together and see what works best for us and how do we throw our hat in the ring to better serve the customer and other locksmiths like us. So, you know, it was definitely a locksmith centric organization where we know what we went through. You have to have this faxed over, you have to have it signed in blue ink on Thursday, and then maybe you'll get paid with a 7%, you know, a handling fee on top of the fact that they'll ship the parts and all this other stuff. So, you know, we tried to consider how would we like to be treated and then move forward from that. You know, like you said, you hit the nail on the head. We'll pay people with credit card in the beginning. And then when we build a relationship and we're consistent and you're consistent, then it becomes a regular net 30 and net 45. And when people, you know, when you pay people consistently and you make sure they're taken care of and they take care of you, it's a beautiful thing. I mean, business can be symbiotic. It doesn't always have to be a parasitic relationship. And I think a lot of us end up, you know, naturally guarded because of scammers, because of NSPs, and we have to protect ourselves because how many times do you have to get burned before you realize maybe you're the problem? So we appreciate you recognizing that. And I went to very long, great lengths to ensure that we treated locksmiths the way we wanted to be treated. So thank you. And we really appreciate the partners. They helped build us. Mm-hmm. And we feel that it's been a great ride so far.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's something, talking on some of those panels, we'll usually have a manufacturer there as well. And we always go back to, it doesn't matter if you have the best product on the planet. If it's installed improperly, it's not going to work. And the end result is the customer is not going to be satisfied. And that's on the installer. And that's where the buck stops. And that's kind of where, you know, I really take pride in our work where we say, hey, we'll help you design the system. This is what needs to go into here. This is, you know, this is really what would work great for this door to solve their problems because they're trying to eliminate X, Y, and Z. And then if we can implement that and put that out there, which we've done with your company several times, it is a beautiful thing. And then I never have to go back. I don't have to do warranty work. You guys don't get callbacks. As soon as we get callbacks, all the profit just flies right out the window and everybody's losing. Everybody's frustrated. It's a really bad thing. So if we can hit it out of the park the first time, that is a beautiful symbiotic relationship. And we've done that many times with Academy Locksmith. And I'm just really proud of that. So thank you guys as well.
Well, I think you make a great point about our reputation with manufacturers as well, because you're right. The product that they're selling or providing is only as good as the installer or the maintainer. Mm-hmm. And what we've seen is that's actually a source of, you know, business development for us is you do really good work. You build the trust with the manufacturer, then they have their own, you know, spec writers or sales teams or whatever selling their product. Mm-hmm. And they trust Academy and the partners that we work with to install it or maintain it. So they end up connecting you with the end customer and, you know, establishing our credibility up front as service partners. And, you know, you were saying in the last little comment about our, the way we treat, you know, our locksmiths that we work with, like we want to be a desirable partner. We want customers to want to work with us and we want that local locksmith who doesn't want to deal with, you know, the invoicing pains and all that. We want them to work with us too. And we are not, I always say, yeah, I tell customers to their face, like, we're not going to be the cheapest provider. We're not finding the absolute lowest cost locksmith in the area. We are a provider that only works with, you know, really high quality locksmiths that do high quality work. And we want to get that first time fix, that no return trip, you know, that all that stuff handled for you. And that's the easy button that we want to offer.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm writing a book right now and I just finished up one of the chapters. And one of them was that there's always in almost every mid-sized town to a large scale town, there's always going to be a dollar hamburger joint and there's going to be a very fine steakhouse and you can get a happy meal or whatever for $6 or you can get a fine meal for $65. I will be the fine steakhouse every time. I will deliver that extra service. I'm not here to, you know, just send a bunch of untrained people out to do shoddy work. I want to make sure it sticks. I want to make sure it lasts. And, you know, we've built a really, really good reputation in the industry doing so. So we're right on the same wavelength as that. And I'm really glad to hear that as well. That's one of the other main big complaints about NSPs is they're just calling around to find the cheapest guy. Well, you know what? I don't want to buy one, get one free LASIK surgery.
Also, if that's the business model, then they can do that themselves. Like the facility manager or the store manager, they can open up Google and call, you know, whatever comes up cheapest. But what we, part of the value we provide is that you have a level of belief that the right guy is going to show up that knows how to do the work. And he's not viewing this as a one-time opportunity to get you for, you know, everything in your time of need. Mm-hmm. This is a relationship where we might do 10 or 20 jobs a week with that locksmith, and we might do 100 jobs a week with that customer. So there's just a really high level of trust and partnership, you know, on both ends of the opportunity there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not calling just, you know, you're not sending a $10,000 or $20,000 job to somebody who you've only used once or twice to go run a quick lockout or just do a quick lockery key or something. You're going to work with somebody who you've got years of established rapport and trust with. And that's something huge for sure.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's go back a little bit here, and we'll kind of aim this one at Tim. How did you start Academy Locksmith, and how did it get started, and what inspired you to launch it?
Yeah, so funny story. My brother and his partner ran a locksmith shop, and in college, I was never thinking I was going to run a locksmith shop. I was in political science and a pre-law degree. Also, I enjoyed college because I played rugby and had fun there as well. So my intention was to, just kind of see what path was laying before me. But I worked for them over the summers, including doing some sales, answering the phone and taking some ride-alongs and doing some light locksmithing work. And they asked me if I would be interested in partnering with them on an operation in California. And I'm originally from New York, and I'm like, well, yeah, that sounds like a good deal. 21, 22 years old, give it a shot. What's the worst thing that happens? It's warm. It's nice. So we went to the LA region and put out some Yellow Page ads and partnered with, traditional locksmiths in the LA area. And by treating people in a fair, open, honest way, it kind of grew. And the next thing you know, we were able to expand into Orange County and then into the Inland Empire and ultimately into the San Francisco and San Diego areas. So over the course of, about 20 years, we started growing to become a larger regional locksmith. And that's when you start hitting some of those corporate customers that are, multi counties rather than just the guy on the corner. Mm-hmm. Started seeing that part of the business. And at the time, NSPs weren't really prominent. It was still local business. So through the advent of that, we watched some shrinkage in the transponders going and, flat steel keys going into the dealers now making keys. And LA is a tough market. There was a lot of scammers there during the peak of scammers, really hurt, putting out their double full page ads and just taking away your business. So we evolved. I think that was one of the biggest things, that I learned was nothing's going to stay the same, even though you want it to. And if you either evolve or you get run over. I learned that one the hard way because I was kind of like a traditional locksmith saying, well, we provide that local service and now we're a large regional. Who's going to be bigger than us? And then in comes in these national service providers that are doing plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and locksmithing. And now I'm working for them. So that's when the worm turned. And then with the crash of the housing market and the Yellow Pages just disappearing overnight, which was our traditional way to get business because you're not a commercial oriented locksmith. You have your local business, but you needed to augment that with some commercial business. So again, here comes phase two where you better reinvent yourself. And the advent of Google and Black Hat and people, there was like 250,000 locksmiths in Manhattan at one point, according to Google Maps. So being part of Aloha, being part of, the Greater Chicago Locksmiths Association, the California Locksmiths Association, and just listening to the other locksmiths, it became something that I'm proud to say I didn't expect to be on this journey, but it's a great group of people. It provides a service that you're surprised at. It's one of those services that nobody ever talks about, but everyone has used kind of things. And yeah, it's been a fun journey. So that's kind of the origin story. And we've been lucky enough and fortunate enough to be agile and make the changes when we needed to.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys have done an amazing job so far. And you know, I kind of think about that. We were just talking about that at the last Aloha convention, was how people end up here. I don't know anybody in third grade that said, I want to be, when they say, what do you want to be when you grow up? Policeman, astronaut, firefighter, you know, own a restaurant, businessman. Nobody ever said locksmith, ever. Not that I'm aware of. And it kind of seems like people end up here one of two ways. They either fall into it. A lot of military, ex-military and law enforcement personnel find their way into this industry just because of the amount of integrity, of pride in work, and just the security level aspect of it. Or they were, you know, family business, first generation, third, fourth generation locksmith. They were just kind of born into it. And it was, they tried some other things and just kind of keep coming back, keep getting pulled back. And it's just so strange how people end up being here. And once you're here, you know you're home. You know what I mean? Like, I know I'm home, but you never know this is home until you actually try it and actually do it for a little while. So it's pretty crazy how we end up kind of being here. Let me do another question here for Kenny. What sets Academy Locksmith apart from other national service providers in the industry?
Yeah, a couple things. And some of them we've touched on already, but I believe that we are a premium provider in this space. Like we've said, we are not someone who's going to, you know, change your AC while we're in there, but we're going to send the best locksmith or access controller or door technician to service your facility. Mm-hmm. And we have a really unique combination of local expertise in every market in the country. We operate in all 50 states. We do over 200 jobs a day, 50,000 jobs a year. So we have the really awesome advantages of scale at that level, whether that's, you know, back office support, purchasing, you know, that kind of thing. But also we are, you know, specialized in what we do and who we partner with. So we are in your market. We understand the needs of each individual customer and how they vary. You know, we have customers where it's a retail customer and the manager is 24 years old and they cycle out every 4 months and they're needing quick rekeys. You know, we have seasonal customers that set up pop-up stores and they want the absolute cheapest used equipment because it only has to last 6 months. But then we have, you know, Fortune 10 financial institutions that need the absolute highest level of security, reliability, and safety. So what we, you know, what we distinguish ourselves is we understand this business and we understand the needs of each of our customers, and we're going to send the right person and have the right hardware solution or even software solution to deliver, you know, what that customer needs.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the options are endless right now. And, you know, I mean, there's always going to be that client. I get calls all the time. Oh, hey, I bought this lock off of Amazon. Can you come install it? And I'm even to the point right now where I've actually installed some of that stuff and it won't work out of the box. And then it looks poorly on me. Mm-hmm. Like it's my fault that the thing doesn't work. And I'm at the point now where, you know, I just turn those jobs away. I don't know. Sorry. We carry what we have on the truck. What we have on the truck is on my front door. I personally use it. And that's the only thing that I sell. I'm not going to sell anything else. If I don't use it, I'm not going to endorse it. I'm not going to put it on your door if I wouldn't put it on my door. And it sounds like you guys have that same kind of idea and kind of backing behind it, is let's find the correct solution for the correct customer. And that knowledge is the service part. That is where all the magic happens. Anybody can pick up a phone and bring somebody out who might be able to band-aid that problem. However, if you're working on a gunshot wound, that's probably not going to be a very good solution. You need somebody who's a surgeon, who has knowledge, who has understanding, and they're going to have a long-term solution for your major problem that you have. And that's where the value is really added.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. How many clients do you guys serve across the country and how do you manage your operations at scale?
Yeah. Well, we have hundreds of clients. So we have, you know, three regional offices. We also have a remote workforce in, I don't know, 6 or 7 states. We have technicians in 10 states covering self-perform, and then obviously, you know, a really fantastic network of vendor partners around the country. So like I said, we're doing 200 jobs a day, and a lot of that's reactive. You know, someone's can't close up their store, or someone can't get in their store, whatever it is. But then there's also the really, you know, high-end projects, or we're doing a rollout across 500 of our facilities to upgrade the security posture, or to bring us into compliance with regulations or things like that. So we deliver, you know, the base of our everyday delivery is the partners that we work with, that, you know, that you represent, that Aloha and that we call every day. And they know the dispatcher that's calling them because of the volume that we do and the partnerships that we have. But then we also, you know, back that up with our dedicated technicians that work for us and project teams that we can deploy around the country to be on site for, you know, a week or 2 weeks. And usually the partner that we work with, you know, they can't set aside their business for 3 weeks, but we can send one of our people there to take onto that, you know, that project for the customer. So it's kind of a matrix of you know, a hybrid delivery model that's all supported by some really fantastic people in our offices that that have these relationships, and they're the ones that are calling that locksmith every day and telling them, you know, where we need work done and how fast they have to be there and all that kind of stuff. So that's really the backbone of our business and delivering it around the country is the people every day in our office that are making those calls and being the go-between the customer in need and a locksmith who can go deliver a solution.
Yeah, that's absolutely, that's so important. So important. We briefly touched on how much you guys are a part of Aloha, and I'll direct this question towards Tim there. Aloha currently has a website where there's mostly Aloha locksmiths there called Find a Locksmith. How does Academy Locksmith utilize that? And can you give us some incentive and some ideas about what that value actually adds being a member of Aloha? So if you're a member of Aloha and you're on that Find a Locksmith page, what does that really mean to you? And what does that represent to you?
Yeah. And I might take a few minutes on this one because I do find this to be important, and not that the other stuff isn't important, but this is something I think is overlooked. You know, when you're trying to supply quality locksmiths throughout the country, and you go through the locksmith scammer issue, you know, a lot of the national service providers that weren't trade specific locksmith would Google or, you know, Yellow Page, and they would get some guy who would say, yeah, it's $15 and I'll be there in 12 minutes, and then get a $700 bill. Mm-hmm. A lot of the guys that have been in the business a while went through that, and you start losing business to these scammers. And, you know, as you're building a national network, obviously, having been in the industry since 90, there are people who have been in it since 75. There's people that have been there significantly longer than I. And you know, historically in the early 90s, Aloha was, you know, a very significant, played a significant role in my development. I went to their classes. I went to their conventions. I took their tests. In some cases, their test was being used for the new licensing coming out in states like Illinois, where they had reciprocity with Aloha's test. So I think the importance of the Find a Locksmith was something that really kind of, as we grew exponentially quicker, and some of our clients, we started out in California, like I said, and I said, hey, can you do Nevada? Well, I know enough people around, sure. But then it says Iowa, then it says, you know, Maryland. And it's like, well, I don't want to be the guy who just calls out of the Yellow Pages. Now, I could call a locksmith off of Google, I can look at their website, I can ask them a few questions, and I can probably determine this guy's a scammer. But, and licensing was kind of helping that in some states where you could see if they had a license. But the one indicator to me was, you know, the pride of Aloha and the pride of the fact that they took the time to be a member of the trade. And we also use the Greater Locksmiths Association of Philly and Chicago and California, you know, going to those tradespeople who had pride in that. And I think it kind of slipped away there for a while. But for us, we would use the, I told my team as we grew quickly, and all of a sudden, you know, one of these Fortune 10 companies says, can you do work in such and such state? We'd be like, no, not today. We're not going to provide you with just a name out of the book. But I will talk to some of my locksmith partners and some of the guys out in the industry that I trust, and we'll build a team for you. And we went to Find a Locksmith. As a matter of fact, we baked it into our our own ERP. We have our own dispatch software that we developed. And one of the things was nobody was allowed to ever call a locksmith without first going through the proper channel. So 10 o'clock at night on a Saturday, your boss isn't there. No, do not go to Google. Go to find a locksmith. Go to the state licensing. We want qualified people that we can trust that are going to do good work at fair prices. And we don't want to pass any BS onto our customer, any drama. So I've always loved the tool. I think and quite frankly, I've turned other people onto this. I've said, you know, even competitors or even some of our clients, I'll be like, listen, we don't, you know, you're not using us for your service. That's fine. But please do me a favor. Go to the Aloha website if you want to know about licensing in what state. Go to the Aloha website if you want to find a technician. Please don't go cold calling. It's not going to work out well for you. So to those ends, I feel that there's a huge value proposition. You know, I've been a member of Aloha since the early 90s, and people ask, you know, what's the value proposition? Why would I pay that fee? Well, you know, aside from the convention and the classes and the knowledge, companies like ours are going to give you a call. And quite frankly, that could add up to a heck of a lot more money than your membership fees. And it is a way to separate yourself from the people who have come into the industry that aren't necessarily, I wouldn't say they're not invested in the industry. They're invested in a business, but they're not invested in our trade. So, you know, I can't speak enough about it. It was instrumental in some of our early days and remains that way today.
Yeah. Wow. I really like that answer. And I'm so glad that we're taking the time to touch on that subject, because the Find a Locksmith page has been a resource for a while, but it's never talked about. And it's never talked about how much it really pays you back and how much value you really get. Stepping into the president's shoes for Aloha now, I've been president since August, and the main problem that we're facing with membership is showing that perceived value to the members. And that's why I was so happy when I was talking to you and you're like, yeah, of course we use that page. Why wouldn't we use that as a giant filter to just, you know, figure, you know, just skim off the creme de la creme off the top and sort and aggregate through that versus just wading through the sea of, you know, the putrid sea that there is of Google right now. It's just ridiculous. And I'm really glad to hear that. Just a personal example from me, if you're thinking about becoming a member and you're wondering about return on investment, it's roughly about $350, somewhere in there, depending on what you need and if you need a background check and all of that fun stuff to join the association. I've done well over, I'm literally looking in my phone right now, we've done over $5,000 worth of business with Academy Locksmith alone this year, and the year's not over yet. Now, if that isn't a well above, way above and beyond 10x, almost 20x, it'll probably be 20x return on investment by the end of the year, I don't know what else is. Not to mention the trade show, not to mention the conventions, not to mention the education, the magazine, and the networking that you get with that association. You have to start really seeing the value with that. The problem was, is it was never brought to light like we're doing here. Can you reflect on that just a little bit, Tim?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I didn't necessarily want to share it with my competitors, to be honest with you. You know, now we're public. But yeah, I mean, I think traditional locksmiths are in the van, and we're trying to make money. We're trying to get jobs. And sometimes it's hard. One of the reasons Academy Locksmith was beneficial is because we take the time to do a lot of that legwork for trade shows and going out meeting these national people and handling licensing in certain states and keeping up to date with the Aloha legislative network and just bringing that information so the locksmith can do what the locksmith has to do while we do the administrative things of getting paid, making sure that the invoices are coming in and going out. We just send you your check. And the Aloha membership, I think, is seen as a paper tiger, quite frankly. I don't go to the convention. Oh, I don't need classes. But I think they're overlooking the obvious, which is we're not the only national service provider. We're in the trade. And there's, well, probably after your podcast, there'll be 70 companies calling. But, you know, a lot of these larger companies that do multiple trades don't have trade experts like we do. We do locksmithing. We talk to locksmiths. We know locksmithing. We don't overpay the locksmiths. We're not going to sit there and be an NSP that says, yeah, you can just rip and replace stuff. You know, we're going to say, no, you can fix that because we know the trade. Mm-hmm. We're going to be a little bit more conscientious that way. But when you want to get good, reliable business from an NSP, I think people that are going to Alloa are looking for a quality locksmith, not just any port in the storm. And I think, like I said at the show, I guess I have to let the cat out of the bag, but I do think that this is something that as a member, I would pay it's like paying $350 to put an ad in a magazine or put an SEO. What do you get for $350 on Google? Nothing. $350.
10 calls.
10 calls. If you put your name in Alloa and you uphold, and I want to make sure we're clear on this, and you uphold, you know, you don't just, Alloa isn't just a place to, you know, I'm going to join and then not be honorable to the trade. It is a tradesman, for lack of a better term, union. It's a membership of like-minded people. So as long as that tradition is held up by Alloa and Alloa is ensuring that, you know, they qualify the people that are there and the people that are joined are tradesmen, I think it's probably the least expensive advertising any locksmith will ever do.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always tell people too, you get out of it what you put into it. If you take the classes, if you sign up for the webinars, if you go to the convention, if you do all of the things to actually be involved, you can't just write a check and send it off and expect things to fall into your lap. You still have to do the follow-up with it as well. But if you do that, you're going to learn a tremendous amount Alloa still has the best educators. I'm an ACE certified Alloa instructor myself. I know the other ACE instructors out there. They're all top level, top of their game. If anything, unfortunately, they're doing their work and they're teaching these classes at practically a loss when they go teach these classes. And we have the best of the best of the best. And they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. They're doing it because they want to give back to the industry that's given back to them. And they're not in it for the money. That's the least priority thing that they're doing it for. And then you learn a whole nother aspect. There's the daytime learning. And then you go sit at the bar and you get a whole nother education, the real world education, the war story education, yeah. You know, and that's a whole nother aspect of it that people don't even think of. And if you really pour into it, the outcome, what you're going to get out of it is absolutely, 10X, 20X. I mean, it's incalculable from my standing over here. But I really appreciate that. Really do.
Yeah, I think a lot of people were buying the logo to try to pretend to be, you know, something and put it in their ad.
Yep.
Don't pretend. Use it. I mean, the bottom line is you don't have to take advantage of everything, but I've used the Legislative Action Network. I've used the fact that you guys are keeping up to date on what's going on in the different states. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to, if I'm in Texas, wonder about what's the latest, greatest change. So again, the intrinsic value of being a member of an organization that can be there and have those conversations and walk you through some difficult or even mentorship like you're mentioning. Mm-hmm. But let's just keep it basic and say, just from a business standpoint, there's some money to be made there.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You got to work it, though. You got to work it. We'll have another question here for Kenny. What are the biggest challenges that locksmiths face today when working with national service providers? And how does Academy Locksmith address those pain points? One of them being getting paid.
Yeah, I was going to say that. I would say probably top of this is people want to get paid. I think, you know, we keep hitting this point that we are a collection of individuals that have experience and specialization in these trades, you know. So when you're getting a call from a dispatch, I'm going to refrain from, you know, naming names, but we have people that have been doing this for, you know, 10 or 20 years, dozens of times a day. So they understand what you're seeing in the field. They understand the decision that you're making, the challenge that you're facing in the field. And, you know, our goal is to kind of be the communication link. So we can tell the customer, hey, here's what you should expect. Here are going to be the challenges of this kind of work. Here's a reasonable amount of time that's going to take to complete. And then again, to be that voice of the locksmith or the door technician that's there. And I think that working with a partner like Academy, you have that level of expertise and trust that when we're partnering with you on a job or we're partnering with you on, 30 jobs a week, that we understand what that technician, and like I said, we have, 40 technicians on our staff that are doing the same thing every day. So it's just a commitment to getting the job done right.
Yeah, absolutely. I will jump down to another question here. The industry is evolving with new technology and electronic access control, along with smart security, including AI. How is Academy adapting to these changes and implementing them in the field?
So, I guess I can jump on that one. So one of the reasons why I am so happy that Kenny and the new hires that we have at Academy are there holding down the fort and growing the core businesses so that I can truly focus on exactly what you just said. So with the advent of, the Medico XT and then Switch Tech and all these other digital cylinders, 2018, 2016, people came into the market, house locks going digital, hotels, cars. I started getting a little concerned about the future as far as mechanical locks. I'm like, okay, well, how am I going to make sure that 10 years from now, I'm installing a Home Depot lock rather than rekeying it? And that's troubling. So, how do we look ahead and realize where are we going to fit in? And we can't avoid it. We can't pretend it's not coming, because anyone that didn't see the transponder, VATS, PATS, they're not making car keys. Anyone that had hotels as clients or even universities, that stuff's going away. So technology is one of those necessary evils that we love to hate. But a lot of people thought that the electric car was a gimmick. And at the end of the day, they had hybrids. And now the next thing you know, there's just electric. There's an electric Ford F-150. I think that's blasphemy, but whatever. And a Corvette. So, but the reality is, that's the nature of where we're headed. So Academy is kind enough to allow me in my older years to not have to deal with day-to-day operations and just make sure that we are staying in touch with all comers. There's Silicon Valley companies getting involved. There's some European companies that are coming on the market. How do we bridge the gap between what used to be considered, the integrators and the Genetechs and the Linnells, where you had to run wires to doors and each door is $5,000 and we'd get a call to put in a strike or screw in a mag lock and they'd get all the rest of it. Well, things are becoming wireless. Things are becoming Bluetooth. Things are getting to the door. The lock is becoming a lot more relevant again. We don't have to want to worry about running all those wires. So our goal at Academy is to make sure that we can bring our partners with us. So we are out there spending concentrated focus on these solutions so that we can bring them to our clients and to other clients prior to someone else doing that. And then maintaining the consistency of the work that we can give to our locksmiths. So if we can get a locksmith, engaged on some of the newer digital platforms, and we can do that kind of like what happened with NSPs. NSPs came around and it's like, well, you have to do this and you have to do that. And I don't have time for that. I'm in my van. Well, we took some of that hassle off of them and said, we'll do all that. You do the van. We meet in the middle. Everyone's happy. We're kind of trying to do the same thing with technology, right? Like, we will go out there and we will explore all the options. We'll talk to the manufacturers. We'll learn it, see how difficult and mysterious this really is. And then line it up so that we have a naturally progressive way of getting from rekeys to digital rekeys. And then, God forbid we get RMR and we don't have to go and miss our daughter's soccer game at 10 o'clock at night because the guy's paying us, $50 a month, whether he rekeys the lock or not. So is that happening today? It's beginning to happen. Is it going to be something that's 5 or 10 years out? Probably. Mm-hmm. So Academy's going to kind of get ahead of that and make sure that we have what we need to both serve our customers and then also helpfully bring those locksmiths into that next iteration with us, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah. This was a big, like, my specialty, my brain surgery is safe work. That's really what I enjoy doing it. Like, I could care less about the next Kwikset rekey or, you know, the next, you know, just simple repair. I paid my dues. And so the only thing that really excites me is, ooh, this is a really, really good safe open, real high security or something real tricky or something that I know that there's probably, you can count on one hand, maybe the people that are actually capable of doing that within the state. And that's what I really like going out and doing. And so with that safe work, there was a point in time when the electronic locks came onto the market and the safe community, the safe and vault community was very panicked. Oh my goodness. Look at how many jobs we change combinations for all of these different companies. And we're doing it every 6 months or when they change a manager every 2 months. And we need that turnover and we need that work. My gosh, what are we going to do? We're going to go broke. We're not going to have any work. Do you know what actually happened when those electronic locks hit the market? They failed. And now, rather than doing a $50 combination change, we're doing a $500 safe drill. And it actually increased and compounded the amount of work, and it skyrocketed rather than going down. And embracing that is what leads the locksmith of this day and age to being able to capture that opportunity. And there's absolutely no difference here. At the end of the day, I don't care what software improvements you make. I don't care what AI technology you have. I don't care how many layers of security and bells and whistles you put on the train. At the end of the day, something has to make something move. And that is a physical demand, that is a physical action and a mechanical action that only a well-trained human being can do, diagnose, fix, and repair. And that is why this job is pretty much AI resistant for at least the next very long foreseeable future. I would say at least 20 years, we're going to be pretty safe, because if you install access control on a door that's not healthy, a non-healthy opening, you're going to have nothing but problems. And if you can't diagnose that from the beginning, if you can't say, hey, wait, before we put a mag lock on here, before we put a, you know, some kind of a high security system on here, we need to get this opening healthy. We need to get it functioning properly, or no matter what we put on here, it's not going to work. Kenny, maybe you can expand on that.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. While we are all aligned that like technology is changing and we want to be at the forefront of being able to provide those solutions to customers, show me the storefront that doesn't have a key to open it, right? And like you're saying, all of that beautiful, the way you diagrammed it up, well, if the door is sagging off its hinges and it's not sealing properly, or you know, the position sensor is off, whatever it is, it's only as good as the mechanical components that underlie that solution. So while we want to have one eye on the future, and because we want to be able to bring that to our customers and say, hey, here's what we have to offer you, but at the same time, the core of the trade that was there for, you know, 100 years is incredibly resilient. And as exciting as it is to come up with these new solutions, like you're saying, whether it's the failure rate of a mechanical component or the integration, whatever it is, you have to have a quality provider delivering that to make it all work together, in unison.
Yeah. And if you're really thinking about it, like, we're not worried about the next $35 rekey. I'm worried about the next $3,500 installation that we're doing, which I could care less about the rekey after that. On top of that, I'm going to be partnering with people and working with companies that have that RMR built on the back end. So I don't have to worry about that $35 rekey at the end. I don't have to pay a technician to go out there and do that. I don't have to roll a truck. I don't have to use any fuel. That money just shows up in the bank. And unfortunately, the locksmiths did a terrible job in the 80s and 90s of capturing that alarm market. That's where the RMR started. And we had an opportunity to grab that. And unfortunately, it went all straight to the alarm and security market. And we missed that opportunity. Let me tell you right here and right now, this access control is going to slip right out of your fingers if you let it. But we still have the opportunity because they're coming to us first, because it is integrated with a lock, because it is integrated with a mechanical system. We have the opportunity to grab a hold of it, embrace it, and harness it, and ride that into the future so that we don't need to roll so many trucks and we have that RMR built right into the back end. People ask me all the time, well, what if I lose my Google My Business listing? What if I, you know, what if you already have $20,000 or $30,000 worth of RMR built into the back end, you don't need that listing to be there all the time. You don't need that next call. You don't need that phone to ring. You've already got it baked in to your business plan. And that's part of my business plan. So it sounds like you guys are pretty much on the same page with that as well with your company.
You know, I lived through that, the ADTs, and, you know, we would go, who do you call when you kick out your wife or you buy a new house? Mm-hmm. You call a locksmith to rekey it. We got calls from celebrities on the west side of LA when things were happening. We'd see it in the news the next day, but we got called out to rekey the lock. So the reality of it is, yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that is a part of the business that we know and love, but the alarm companies were getting paid $49 a month. People would move out of their house and still pay the bill. But we couldn't run the wires. We couldn't do all the, now it's just, you know, we take that electronic side out of it. We take all the IT closet and all that integration with the cloud, all the scary stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think it's our moment. And to add on to what you just said, we might have missed the boat the first time. But at the first time, to be honest with you, there was a significantly higher barrier to entry. You know, the wiring and the technology and just a little bit different. And I could see where we were reluctant. We did deal with a few alarm companies. They used to pay us $25 just to give them the name and the phone number of anyone that, you know, just recently bought a house, because then they could sell them an alarm system or take it over. But now I think the locksmiths are in a very unique position, because all of it used to go access control companies, integrators. Then it went to the IT people who were doing the framework in the building you alluded to earlier. And all that's still going to happen, but now there's so much more relevancy at the door with some of these options that are out there with, you know, the big three are coming out with, that are by nature and by definition a lock with software. So, yeah, I'm excited about that. But to Kenny's point, and trust me, I'm an old timer, so I don't never want to see, you know, mechanical keys go away. But at the end of the day, I think locksmithing and the fact that there is a mechanical element will always require a qualified person. And that's not going anywhere soon. And actually, I think our industry is in a unique position, because it's a trade that isn't as sexy as some of the other ones. But man, it's really relevant. You know, someone's got to put on the mag. Someone's got to open that lock when it malfunctions. Someone's got to drill that safe. And I don't see currently any robot or AI taking care of that.
No, absolutely not. And here's one big thing that I really personally feel that gets so overlooked. People get so focused on the bells and whistles, the app on the phone. I can check this and I can look in and I can see the audit trail, and Susie clocked in, you know, a little bit late and left a little bit early, and I get all these notifications, and I can basically be a business owner and I can sit at home and I can just watch the magic unfold. I can check, I can look in on employees through video cameras. I can see what's happening with the software. I can see who clocked in and clocked out. I can see all of that. One hurricane, one earthquake, one power outage. When you turn the power off, you will be resorting back to keys, to a mechanical keyed system. And if you don't have that system in place, you're in for a world of hurt, a big world of hurt.
Yeah. And we see, so we also see, you know, the unique pain points of different customers. They might say, oh, not all my employees have cell phones, or, you know, I don't have the CapEx budget to invest in that right now. So we're just continuing to reiterate that we want to be an all of the above solution provider. And these different levels of security and levels of technology all have to play together. And you know, the right person has to handle all of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I believe it or not, gentlemen, it has already almost been an hour. It has just flown by, because we have touched on so many important things in this industry right now. So I want to leave this last question with both of you and have you both answer it. Where do you see the Academy Locksmith heading for the next 5 to 10 years, shaping the future of the locksmith industry?
Well, I'll start with deferring that to Kenny, because he's got the next 5 or 10 years. I got the last 30. He's going to get the next 30. So again, we talked a lot about the industry and where it can be and where it's going. I'm excited, cautiously optimistic about both the mechanical and the electronic. I think Aloha has a great opportunity at your, with your leadership and direction, to bring this to the people, to our tradesmen, and get them a little bit more, wake them up a little bit, and get them on board. And I will certainly continue to do my part in that arena. But as far as, you know, where we're at today and where we should be in the next 5 or 10 years, I'll let Kenny fill in on that. But thanks again, Wayne. I really appreciate the opportunity, because I am passionate about this. And I think what you guys can do with Aloha and what you're already started doing is admirable. So I appreciate it from a locksmith. So thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Wayne, thank you. Thank you for having us and giving us the chance to talk shop a little bit here. Academy is growing fantastically. And, you know, like we said, Tim, through the winding road of 35 years of building this company, you know, brought together a great group of people that drive the business every day. And we are on a fantastic trajectory. And what that means is more opportunities for our people, more opportunities for our partners, and the ability to deliver, you know, solutions at scale and at cost for our customers. So, you know, where are we in 5 years? I want to be the most desirable partner of choice for every single commercial customer in the United States, you know, and we are on that path. And it's all because of both the people that run the business every day and the partners that we work with around the country, because all of this work is only as good as the people executing it and the trust that we have in each other and that our customers have in us and the expertise that we bring to bear every day at scale around the country. So the trajectory that we're on is fantastic. The volume that we see is, you know, increasing every day, and the cream really rises to the crop as all these different, you know, technologies evolve, and the people that you know, are reliable partners and deliver those solutions, you know, there's just unending opportunity, and, you know, we're excited to be part of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you both so much for being here. I really do appreciate it. There's a reason that the Locksmith Security Network is one of the number one podcasts for the locksmith security industry. It's because we bring on people like you guys who are passionate. I talked to Tim for 5 minutes at the convention, and I knew, I could feel it. It was just radiating off of him how much he really cares about this and how much he cares about the industry and the association and his company. Passion just bleeds through his pores. And I could tell the same with you, Kenny, as well. So it's been an absolute pleasure to talk to both of you. And we just really appreciate your support. We really appreciate you being here. And we look forward to a longstanding, good working relationship with both of you and Academy Locksmith in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
Welcome to the Locksmith Security Network. LSN is your powerful resource hosted by Wayne Winton for all things locksmith and security.